Devon Funds Management's Greg Smith is with us this Monday. Morning, mate.
Morning to you, Mike.
Are we bullish about these trade talks?
I think we're cautiously optimistic. That's a bit of a euphemism, isn't it? But, yeah, it seems like there's been some progress. Obviously, it's the first major meeting, but first meeting really at all between the US and China since those tariffs of 145% were imposed, and there's been sort of tit for tat. So are we going to see de-escalations? Well, there's I suppose some of the chat coming out of the meeting, as you mentioned, is quite positive. I mean, Trump said great progress was being made over the weekend. You've had Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said substantial progress has been made. So Greer's also claimed that a lot of the groundwork was done, and we'll hear further details on Monday, so we'll have to stay tuned for that. There weren't high hopes going into the meeting. Bessent said it was more about sort of cooling tensions rather than getting a comprehensive deal. And, Trump himself had said he'd be keen on lowering tariffs, but to around 80%. So that still seems rather high. So we'll have to see what comes out of it. You mentioned those trade flows. Certainly they've been impacted. You look at container bookings headed to the US from China. They're down 30 to 50% since Liberation Day. And meanwhile, as you point out, we had that data over the weekend. So China's trade balance, 96.2 billion last month. That was up from 72 a year ago, and smashed forecasts for 89 billion. So exports, as you say, are up 8%. And the stuff going to other countries, US down 21%, but Southeast Asian nations up 21%, Taiwan up 16%, EU up 8%, Japan up 8%, even Australia up 6% as well. So you must think China have got the more negotiating power, but we'll see what comes in terms of the devil in the detail later today.
And then we've got British Airways proving that you can, in fact, run an airline and make quite some dollars.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, travel appears to be going pretty well. So this year's British Airways owner, IAG, they were up just over 2% on Friday. So they held their annual guidance. First quarter operating profits, they surged by 130 million euros to 198 million euros. Travel to the US softer, but everywhere else going pretty well. And the other salient point was that they said they've ordered 53 wide-bodied aircraft from Boeing and Airbus, and the deal's worth almost 13 billion. And that was, of course, flagged by the White House last week in that trade deal announcement with the UK that we talked about. So they also said these aircraft have been secured at a substantial discount. So obviously there's been a bit of incentive there, but yeah, going pretty well. Revenue's up 10%, travel demand strong, Latin America, Europe, but the US is lower, and travel to the US in fact was down 12% in April. So yeah, they're going elsewhere, basically the Europeans and Asians. And that's coming at some cost to America. One clear benefit as well of Trump's trade policies is the oil price. It's the biggest individual cost factor for airlines, and that's been heading lower, and that's also boosting the cash coffers, as it were, for IAG and also other airlines.
Okay, then we got BP. Now, what's happening here?
Well, this is on the other side, of course. So oil companies are obviously not doing so well with the oil price heading lower, but it's left some in a position of weakness, and particularly BP, which these shares are down around about 27% over the past year. So there's very strong reports now that Shell, Chevron, ExxonMobil, they're all lining up to sort of take over BP. Probably would make sense in a way. It's looking like a bit of a lame duck. So you look at the reported value of their assets, it's around about 120 billion. The market cap, it stands under 60 billion, so under half in terms of sterling. So certainly ripe to a takeover. It's got lots of highly prized assets, Gulf of Mexico and the like. They did try and have a tilt away from oil and gas towards renewables. That didn't work. They've got new management sort of eradicating that sort of idea, I suppose. An interesting thing will be as well with those US suitors involved. So they, UK and European companies tend to trade at a discount to the US peers, so it would seem to make sense. A US company comes along and makes a bid. Perhaps the UK would rather see Shell do that, but it'd be hard, I think, for Keir Starmer to say that Donald Trump is blocking a US firm deal, particularly given, following last week's announcement, they are seen as the friendliest of foes. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Dow down 0.3%, 41249 on Friday. S&P 500 down 0.1%. NASDAQ was flat. FTSE up 0.3%. Nikkei up 1.6%. Good session, 37503. ASX 200 up 0.5%. We had a great session. NZX 50 up 1.1%, 12605. And the commodities, gold up $19, $3,324 an ounce. WTI oil up $1.1161, spot 02. And the currencies, the Kiwi was weaker against the AUD, dollar, sterling and yen, 92.1, 44.4 and 85.9 respectively. But we were up slightly against the US dollar, 59.1. This week, Mike, lots going on. US inflation, retail sales, housing starts, UK GDP. Just on the earnings front, some big names, Sony, Tencent, Alibaba, and the world's biggest retailer in Walmart. Locally, card spending, we've got food inflation and business PMI. And our earnings season also gets underway. Wow. We've got Manawa Energy amongst those first to report.
Fantastic, mate. Go well. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.